morning. This is the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, your local connection to Cornell University. Cornell Cooperative Extension offices receive calls from people interested in starting a farm, which is a huge undertaking. However, starting small can be one key to success. For example, a cut flower business can be quite small and still bring in significant revenue based on the square footage of the farm. Other farm operations, however, would need more acres to be profitable. A first step to starting a farm is to understand what you want from that farm. Is it a lifestyle, or do you want to grow the food that you eat and then sell the excess? Is farming something you see as a part-time job that adds money to your bank account, while for others, maybe it's something you'd like to do full-time? But where do you start? Look for growth areas. Some past opportunities, while not always successful, are hemp, hops, dairy processing, craft beverages, and growing fruits and veggies in hoop houses. Another consideration is the structure of the farm business. There are benefits to working together on a farm enterprise, often referred to as cooperative farming. This structure builds on people's strengths and how these strengths can add to the bottom line of the farm. There's a good resource titled Cooperative Farming Frameworks for Working Together, written by Faith Gilbert, which is focused on organizing farm businesses in cooperative structures, and she provides 5 reasons to cooperate. The first is economies of scale. Partnerships can help access bulk rate purchasing power when you're not a big farm. Second is people power. More people involved means there's more shared knowledge, skills, and people to do the work. Third is access to capital. With certain cooperative arrangements, there's an opportunity to pool capital and invest in the business in shared ways. Fourth is quality of life, which is one of the biggest challenges for all farmers. A time-tested saying is you want to run the farm and not have the farm run you. This is accomplished by managing your time. 5 is continuity. When people leave or retire from farming, it can be difficult to transition the farm business to new management and ownership. Cooperative farming has many of the needed structures in place to make this happen. For those interested in starting a farm, be sure to do your research in advance, as there are many decisions to be made that can influence the potential success of the business. This has been the Finger Lakes Agriculture Report. I'm Judy Wright with Cornell Cooperative Extension, and on behalf of this radio station and the Cornell Cooperative Extension system, I hope you've learned a little bit more about farming and agriculture in the Finger Lakes.